Yeah. And so we trying not how to determine, but not to determine how they speak, but just to actually what we're trying to do is to see what kind of changes have gone on in that period, you know.
And how people speak.
Well, that too, but also interview people and then see what kind of changes have gone on in the area, in their environment, their life and stuff. But the language part is a large part of it too. I mean, you think it's all connected, that's why.
So they want to see how the changes kind of affect speech and stuff?
Yeah. Or even just the time, or, you know, well, as the environment change, yeah, you know, you think, you know, how you talk and stuff is going to change too, so. What do you think he changed?
Oh, yeah, he sure did. Not all bad, but.
Not all bad. Well, plenty of confidence. You're from Maui?
Yeah.
What part of Maui?
Pahului.
Oh, Kahului. I was there not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Doing this project thing.
Oh, you followed up on some people there?
Yeah, there's some people from Maui and then from Big Island, too.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, until recently my mother was still living there, too. But since moved, so.
We went up to, this place, Maui, at kind of right outside Wailuku. We went bald by ball, of course, you know, by Baldwin. Get on road over there, you go straight up.
Yeah.
Something called Peel Drive or something, like way up there. It's all new, yeah, I think.
What you mean up to Wailuku Heights?
I don't know, Wailuku Heights.
Because as you enter Wailuku, there's that bridge, that low bridge.
Yeah, it's before that. Yeah, on road, you get on road before that, it goes
off. The main highway to the right. Past the shopping center and stuff. Then Maui Community College and then Baldwin up above.
I think it's on the other side, going towards the...
Oh, the beach road?
Beach road side.
Oh.
Go right on the side of the Baldwin High School, I think. Right after, I think. So anyway, one guy was living up there, so...
Oh.
Went back and forth, you know. I couldn't figure out where I was, you know. I had this map and I go up, come back down, get on pocket over there. It's like a park or something.
I think it used to be a zoo. It's a zoo next to Baldwin.
Yeah, right before or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, I park my car over there, read my map, go back off again.
It's kind of hard to get lost in Maui, you know. I mean, if you've never been there, yeah, I guess.
I guess, when I was small, I went to Maui.
Oh, and it's then, changed a lot.
I haven't gone there since that time, so. So I was thinking, I was kind of scared, you know, going over. I didn't know what it was going to be like, yeah.
Oh, Maui's a good place.
Easy. It was easy.
Yeah.
Easy to drive over there.
It's gotten more populated, but to me the atmosphere is real good. It's more country-like over there than here. I guess because I'm from there, I'm sort of biased.
you lived here a long time.
Yeah. Well, this is where I live.
Yeah. But him, he lived here all his life, so.
Poor thing.
You like but going, huh? But you like going out to the country, later?
I don't know, I never did.
No, I mean, you know, going to other island is not pretty much going to the country.
Yeah, I like to travel.
The Big Island. Yeah, Big Island is nice. He looks like you.
Yeah, we used to go hillside. Might go mainland later on this year and next year. That's what we're trying to plan
for. Vacation? Where to?
California.
Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's getting a little bit tiring. Disneyland is just so, it's so massive now. Kind of. The last time we went, they were so crowded and everything is like an hour's wait. And even to go to the bathroom, it's like this humongous line.
The city, the LA, the complexion of the city is changing. I don't know if you've been there.
Yeah, my brother lived in LA. But I haven't been there for quite a while now.
people there are different.
Like what you mean? Different?
Well, the last time we went, what I noticed is that we saw a lot more Mexican people,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it seems like they're the majority there now, instead of, you know, the Haole people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing wrong with that in itself, but it's kind of, I guess it's kind of frightening because it's, you know, you hear about gangs.
The gangs.
And, like, I had, when we went to Disneyland, we had several incidents where younger Mexicans and apparently kind of intimidating Mexicans were
mm-hmm.
kind of like they cut in line, or they tend to be real loud, real intimidating.
Yeah,
it's a lot of young kids.
Yeah, kind of spooky in a way, especially when you're in a large group and wandering around and stuff.
When was the last time you guys went?
About 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
We were out there.
Let's go.
About 3.5 years ago. It was right after I got my first vacation working at MTL. So it was about a year and a half after I started working.
85. Okay. 86.
Yeah, this place must be kind of bad now. So I hear you know, all the gangs, yeah, spooky, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of gang violence you see on the news all the time.
Yeah. The color stuff is not my issue. Even over here too though. What grade is your daughter now?
Eighth grade.
Oh, 8th grade. Oh, she's big, yeah, 8th grade. I thought she was high school.
She's got classmates that tower over. She's got a friend that's like, she could play basketball, she's so big.
I guess they grow big, they eat good now.
I guess so. Each generation is usually, you know, stockier, dirtier. I don't know.
So what school she go to then?
Washington. Right over there.
Oh, Washington Intermediate.
Yeah.
Over there. How's it over there?
How's that school, Tracy?
Okay.
It's okay. not rough.
Well, it used to have a reputation of being kind of a rough school, but then they rearranged the grades there so that it doesn't include the 9th graders.
Yeah.
And the teachers, I heard comments from several of them saying that ever since then, the atmosphere has been a lot better.
Yeah, it made a big difference. They took the 9th graders away.
They found that for some reason, 9th grade seems to be the level where kids are real rebellious and real
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My friend teaches over there. You know, Mrs. Nakatsuka. Milena. Yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
Well, she married my dad, right? So my classmate.
Oh.
We grew up together.
Yeah. Staff and everything seem okay, and the programs and everything okay. Although high school is another thing. We don't know what high school she's going to end up at.
Oh, you can choose?
Well, no, because you might be moving, so.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Up there is where Campbell. You go.
Campbell is a school district.
So high school was at Medford?
No,
Campbell? Campbell High School. Oh.
That's where I burn the classroom.
Yeah. All the high schools like that now, but
seems like they're the worst one though, eh?
Over there.
Don't say that.
Campbell and Nanakulia. Those two, they're always having come on the news.
What?
Why not as bad as Nanakulia?
Seems like whenever you have these incidents like that boy who was arrested for shooting a Taco Bell worker was from Campbell, and we just found a dead body in Campbell area. And,
something about that. I don't know, but that kind of type of community really pull together, yeah. So maybe they make some changes for, you know, change for the better.
Yeah. Well, that's the second city eventually, I guess. New families will move in the area and it'll probably be held. So it won't be the same, the schools won't be the same.
I was growing up over here before, if you remember.
This area was a good area. I remember when I went to Washington, though, that school was considered a kind of tough school. They had a lot of fights and stuff.
Tell him how your brother reacted when he had to go to Washington.
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't? Remember? He didn't want to go.
I don't remember. But I think most of the problems, like you say, comes from the ninth grade class. Because, like, they're the oldest in the school and they feel like they're the bosses or bullies or whatever. Uh-huh. But, like, when they shifted into the high school, they're, it's a change because they're considered like the new kids. Well, you know, the new guys on the block.
So uh-huh.
They don't act as tough, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, when you go to the
environment. Yeah.
Yeah, when you get to the high school. Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like I intimidated.
No man on the totem pole.
Yeah. Yeah. This area was not the kind before was mostly Japanese or so on. When you grew up.
Yeah, mostly Japanese. I see my friends in school are all Japanese. Few Chinese.
Yeah. You still, and you still see your friends then from before?
Very rarely do I ever see them. But it's then I grew up and I'm here.
Most of them gone?
Yeah.
How changed? How did this place change, you think, around the area?
Well, the buildings changed a lot. Like, I remember when, I don't know if you ever heard of, you know where Marco Polo is right now? I used to have the old Chinese American club.
No, no. Why what is that?
That was an old building, you know, clubhouse building that they used to have. It used to be all like jungle bush area.
Oh, yeah.
Along this canal area like that. I remember that when I was a small kid.
You used to go play down the canal?
Not this canal, but we used to play down the river.
River?
Nakamiki High School, you know that river that runs right next to it?
We drive in.
Because we used to live right across the high school.
You're on river over there?
Yeah. Right next to Nakamiki High School, there's a river going along, yeah?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to take a look.
Yeah, by Bees Drive-In, it runs behind Bees Drive-In.
Goes right under Bates Street.
Or it goes under the street over there.
Yeah, because there's a bridge where some people fish off of sometimes, and then it goes right up to the Alawai.
Yeah, we used to play in that river when we were small kids.
Oh, yeah.
Almost drowning.
What happened?
Oh, you know, they used to have like a sewer pipe that runs across the river.
Yeah.
So we used to walk across that, and my brother fell into the deep side.
Mm-hmm.
We were like about 4 and 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to pull him out. and then back then didn't have the freeway from Humane Society going up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The freeway started from right there going, you know, to town. Didn't have from all that side up. Where we used to live, right next to the river. When we were living there, the landlord said, oh, they're going to build the freeway, so they're going to demolish that building, and we all had to move out. So right where we lived, the freeway went smack dab right in the middle of that place. And then remember the stadium was here.
So the was your brother, to go back to the story. So he was helping your brother, you fell into?
No.
Oh.
I didn't fall in, only my brother fell in, so I helped him out.
You sure that's how the story went? I thought you got all wet too.
I got wet, but I didn't fall in.
Hey, you take liberty here with the story, aren't you?
We all got wet, but my brother was the one that fell in. He went underwater when he fell in.
Oh, was it deep in the river?
Yeah.
Deep.
Certain places deep.
Yeah.
It used to be deep. So.
You catch me doctor like that? Get me
there. Yeah, we used to go fishing in the tilapia used to come up the river.
Tilapia.
We used to set cage traps in the water and catch them, feed them to the cats.
Clean tilapia, not like the kind over here. You see, that is pasta, right? Oh, after you go, I walk over this, all the tilapia is looking up, you know, trying to breathe in air. And people actually catching that, you know, I don't know, I hope they're not eating them.
Well, we got a lot of refugee families over there. Maybe that's a delicacy for them.
Maybe, man.
But in that kind of water, their fish tastes terrible.
Because they eat just all that.
Yeah, they have that taste in the water.
You see that you can clean it out of the system if you put them in fresh water.
Or for a while, you just nothing. You go fishing it.
Yeah, off and on.
No, I see I see a dryer.
Fish
box out there. Like.
Well, that I built for her because she wanted to dry mango.
Oh, dry mango.
Seed. To make a mango seed.
Trying to. It doesn't really.
Yeah. You made that. Yeah. Handy. Yeah.
There was another one. Oh, I still inside the house.
It's not our place. That is mine.
I don't know how come I have the impression that you go fishing or something. You go out fishing or something, a boat or something like that.
I used to have a boat.
Oh, you used to have a boat?
Yeah, I sold it.
I don't know how I know this, but it's not on the other tape because that's not...
That's so not maybe when you tried to call him before, you might have made mention of that.
Well, maybe. Or maybe you did or something like that. Let's see.
I can't be on the phone one time.
Oh, I came here too. You're talking.
Yeah. You might have mentioned it there.
No, I'm so busy, it's hard to find time to go fishing unless I'm on vacation.
Deep sea kind?
No, we're just offshore.
We used to be.
No, we never went deep sea.
That's
not deep sea.
That is, isn't it? Looking above your head is deep sea to me.
Deep sea is when you go for marlin and ahi.
Oh, okay.
You're casting my dad.
Well, mainly nowadays I only go for dive for octopus.
Where? Canoe Hitler?
Canoe Bay or San Island.
Yeah.
When it's in season. The season and the weather been bad, so only went out once, but it was dirtier in the water. But Canoe Bay side I always get.
Oh, yeah, my cousin lived on that side. He goes to that house. We used to, not like before though.
Yeah.
No more as much now.
But still get though.
Yeah.
You gotta go way out, but I see one guy. He every not every time, but I see this guy on a boat, and he comes way inside on the inside reefs, and he pick up tankers.
Oh yeah.
He had good eyes.
So you guys die for that.
Yeah, we dive on. I seen this guy stand on the boat and in the shallow reef he's poking.
Oh yeah, good need good eye though. Yeah. Yo,
small kind, but.
Kawaii in Anini side. You know Anini? You're going towards the North Shore. It's after Kilauea and before you hit Hanalei side. You got the beach called Anini, yeah? It's a big reef. Known for that kind. Taco over there.
Yeah. Nice go.
And you have one man, one old Japanese man used to live out there, he and his wife. And he was like the Taco King, like that. So even this guy, you know, like my cousin, living in Canada, when he go down there, he talk to the guy about taco and stuff like that. The guy, he goes out every day, he goes in focus. Just carry one, squirt bottle of oil, just shoot like that, and go see it. We just go reach down and pick them up.
Oh, and then
probably you want coconut or something, if you get it, put a coconut in the hole or something like that.
Coconut?
Yeah, well, coconut or something, put them in this, even in the nest, the hole. Put them in there or something, and then if the thing is moved or something, then he know get that kind of thing.
Or maybe because it floats.
No, yeah. Not float. I mean, I don't know how he does it, but not float. He put them in the hole or something. I forget what he said about that. Then he get a nighttime. He was one of the first people I ever heard, you know, saying, oh, get a difference between nighttime taco and daytime taco.
Oh, yeah. The nighttime is a skinny, red-looking taco.
Red, maybe bite. The daytime one, the bite.
Yeah.
The daytime is a grayish-looking one. I'd rather have that one. It looks more edible. The other one looks...
Nighttime one is easier to catch, though.
Oh, yeah.
You stay out in the open.
So you got the nighttime or
daytime?
Daytime.
Oh yeah, we used to go last fishing. We used to go inside Hickam Air Force Base.
Oh yeah.
Cannot go now, but.
Oh yeah, how come?
They don't want to allow fishing. Before they used to give me fishing permit, yeah, I could go inside one day like that. Now they don't let.
I cannot go over there. With too much secret stuff.
I guess they're kind of tight on security.
So that's got a big area here. There. That's where the kind of when you fly in, yeah. From Kauai, you fly in. You fly right over there.
That's right next to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fishing. So that's your kind then, yeah. That's your love then, fishing.
I like to do it much.
It's like his dad
fishing. And dad, he goes throw net fishing.
Yeah. You know how to throw net?
Yeah, I can throw net, but I cannot see the fish as good. You gotta have the eye.
Yeah.
Your dad looks at the waves or something.
My dad catch mullet out right by Magic Island.
By Magic Island? Really?
And mullet season just open up March 1st.
Uh-huh. But he just got a big one.
On 2-pound one, he caught this last week.
Okay.
Twice?
You know, Mad, right, lives right around the corner too, Mr. Watanabe. He goes fishing too almost every day. Early in the morning, he goes.
Yeah.
He goes, I think he thrown F too. I don't know where he go, but. Maybe he bought Magic, maybe your dad know him.
Maybe.
What are the more fish over here?
Actually, we have to have a trained eye to see him, because sometimes I can be standing right next to them. His dad can see him, and I don't know what he's looking at.
That's right, my uncle guys too. We go fishing and we just squat there and then they look out there and they see all this.
Yeah.
You see, you know, and I go, well. Even binoculars, well. You cannot tell.
Experienced fisherman.
Yeah, in fact, one time he caught one 5-pound papillo out.
When?
Magic Island. You don't remember. They gave us half the fish.
5-pound papillo?
Oh.
Yeah, so the thing was swimming over the shallow reef area, mm-hmm. And back and forth like this. So he threw his net on him, caught him.
Stuck.
And he said, when he brought him up, he said, had a hook and a line in the mouth. You know, uh-huh. Somebody from somebody's pole that was about this long, the line. He was dragging him.
The line was probably stuck in the rock.
No, it was stuck in his mouth, but I don't know if he's trying to get him off or what, how they do it. He was only going back and forth over the
feeding,
reef area.
Are you looking for food? Are okay, you coming for feeding or something?
A nice one, anyway.
You never ulua fishing?
No, I don't have that kind of equipment.
Remember the time we watched the guy, it was, what do you call a small fish when it's running? You know, the baby, akule.
Halalu.
Yeah, when that's running during the summer, everybody goes down to Al Moana, right? So everybody was along the side just casting out every pole that they had, and that guy with a huge pole. Remember when the pole just bent and
stuff? Kahala.
Oh, Kahala.
Huge.
Can I eat
them?
Yeah.
Up to 15, right? Yeah, people don't.
People don't eat
it. Yeah.
So maybe you get sick from eating that.
There's some kind of something in the fish.
Some kind of worm that goes in the fish.
Not in the worm. It's some kind of poison, huh?
Yeah.
Mercury poison.
Well, I don't know if it's mercury poison or what, but it's supposed to be. I guess if it's certain size, over a certain pound or something like that, then it's too much of it or something like that. I eat.
You eat that fish.
I eat that fish. It's more kind. Make sure other people eat them first.
No.
They test them up at the university.
No, I don't know.
I know they test the ulua like that if you want to test.
Oh, yeah.
But they're having problems too with the cigarette poisoning.
Ulua? They get the kind of problems?
Yeah, in fact, last year on the Big Island, they said people are getting sick.
Because of the volcanic eruption and stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Is that from the seaweed or something that they eat?
I don't know.
It's certain time,
though.
Yeah. It's not year-round, it's certain time of the year.
I know, they eat a particular fish that has that poison in it. And the fish eats from the reef or something.
So that's how they look like, pick up the poison.
But the university was saying, oh, you can bring a sample of the meat and they test it for you to see how much poison get in the fish. Yeah.
How soon you'll die.
Yeah, but you hear, no, people do die mess on there.
Yeah.
Not that common, you know, but yeah, but mostly you hear just one.
Hope it's not the fish we eat.
Especially over here. Like over here, but you know, I mean, in Hawaii, and people just go fishing and they just think about the fish less. Here, something that's really devastating.
Oh, wow.
But no, not as much fish like before.
They should go down to Hanaumea Bay, got lots of fish over there.
You know, stuff like that too. They're going to be watching you.
No, but they're huge over there.
They're well fed.
Yeah.
People bring their frozen peas.
Frozen and they peas bite
and,
those
peas. And bread.
Bread.
Remember what they said in the news last night about the reef? Practically dead over there or something because of all the visiting.
Inside reef is dead, yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's just trampled.
Oh, too much people.
Yeah. It doesn't have a chance to regenerate or whatever.
There's a lot of dirty inside.
Real murky one.
That's the way you go further down the bay area, there's too much people going in over there. Suntan lotion and stuff like that.
They should charge a fee so that they can kind of maintain
the They're trying to close it a couple of days during the week, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I built a nice park on the top, you know. Nobody ever used on top, but
all down. The beach.
All down there. You guys people fish in Alawai, no more nothing.
Nah, over there no more.
Dirty,
yeah, all contaminated that water.
I see people catching now crab from the bridge.
Yeah, they still do that.
Well, once in a while, I see, you know, that's over there. I see some nests. Somebody should drop. I mean, nobody around, but I see the cord from there. You know what crabbing are? Nothing.
Yeah.
I want no more crab around here.
Not around here. Before I used to have down by Sand Island side.
Yeah.
Now no more.
I like it some more crab. The kawaii used to get there all the time.
Oh well, yeah.
In the rivers. Still get. I mean people go. Not as much though. I don't like the Wailua River side. People used to go sometimes like, catch about 50, you know.
Yeah. Big kind.
Big kind. But not like that, not like anymore.
The Alawa I used to have before, but now no more.
So dirty that thing.
Yeah.
You want the house? All the garbage going down to the inside.
So what are you going to do after this project is finished?
Oh, I don't know. Find something else to do, research or something to do.
With the university?
Yeah. I got finished off by the university too, so. My own studies, I mean, not the other kind. This is like a, this is like side job for me up there, so.
So how long have you been going to the university already?
Real long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really long time.
You're not married? Or
no, single.
Single.
So I can do that. If you're married, you cannot do that.
You gotta support your family, yeah.
That's right. She worked, your wife worked.
No.
Let's see. Bus drivers, you guys make pretty good though.
Yeah, not bad. Make less than the mainland guys, but the same. Okay, the mainland guys make about $2 more than us.
Yeah. An hour. Yeah. Everything mainland guys make more than over here. But the cost of living is so high over here.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
You want
there they make more and the cost of living is low. Over here we make less but our cost of living is high.
You wonder how people make it there?
Over here, yeah, it's hard.
Yes, but the... I guess, you know, the way the living conditions is pretty good over here for most people. You know, it's not too bad. So you kind of wonder how they do. People from the mainland come here, they can't understand. I mean, they don't know how people here can live, you know. But it's all this kind of stuff, like family, friends, bringing stuff over, you know, going fishing, that kind of stuff. Like, so I think it all helps, like, and stuff afterwards.
We see a lot of poor people, though, in the city. It's like, when we do our volunteer work, too,
mm-hmm.
we go out a lot to Waikiki in the area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of small apartments and places that people live in. The conditions that they live in, it's pretty kind of, you know, mm-hmm. pretty bad. A lot of poor people. Like I was talking to this one guy, and he lives in Waikiki with his mom, one bedroom apartment. He said his rent just went up to $575. And they're getting a hard time to make ends meet, so they're looking for a cheaper place to live, but all over the rents are going so high.
You know what's scarier is not only the rents are going higher, but you cannot find apartments to mm-hmm. rent. Getting less and less apartments to rent as they change to condos, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like I was watching the news the other night and I was kinda shocked when they said that in Makakilo, they just built some affordable rental units,
mm-hmm.
you know, two-bedroom, like, townhouse kind of rental units. And the affordable price was like $750 a month rent. And that's, you know, to say that's affordable.
It's crazy.
Most people cannot afford to pay that for rent.
I don't know what they expect, but
with the price of real estate going up so fast all over, it's only going to push the rents higher and higher.
Yeah. Yeah, at least you're gonna, you, at least you're buying a place already. They're not gonna raise it up to, I mean, it was set already, yeah.
The price. Yeah, yeah. Well, this, they said that the most they can raise it is 7%.
Mm. Not too bad.
So yeah, they raised a little bit already, but not that significant. It's still way cheaper than buying on the open market. Cause that same house would be worth $300,000
mm-hmm.
on the open market easily.
So you see it as an investment to them?
Not really.
Yeah.
Because like for us, we view that the system that we live in might probably won't last too much longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a place to live in the meantime. Yeah.
If you had your choice, would you rather live in this area?
Oh yeah, in town, more convenient. But the way I look at it is like, this place, the landlord old already. If something happens to him and his sons get the property, you don't know what they're going to do with it. Probably
mm-hmm.
sell it.
You're going to have to move there.
Yeah, this building, this house is real old already. It's all termite, and eventually we got to move someplace. And if I wait any longer, by the time I have to move, oh, the price of rents will be, trying to find another place will be outrageous.
Okay. Even my place too, I pay, you know, I pay real low rent there.
Yeah.
But I've been living there quite a while, so. But when I look in the paper, you know, for other places, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Especially in this area, you know, the closer to UH you get, the more high the.
Yeah. But I figure, with the mortgage we would pay at that place and the tax break I'd get, almost come out the same as renting. Maybe $100-$200 different.
Mm-hmm.
Not much different. So in the long run.
So why pay for rental when you
come out ahead of you?
It's kind of spooky, but if you think about it, yeah. Your father guys never wanted to buy.
Well, they tried to buy one time way back, but then my grandmother got sick all the time. So every time they would save the money for down payment, they'd end up paying hospital bills for
mm.
So they never bought. So that's why he's renting still yet. And it's hard for them now because he's on fixed income and retirement income.
Mm-hmm. Well, your place. Can move him into your place. Four bedroom
yeah.
place, yeah.
In case anything happens.
Only the three of you?
Three of us and then her mom might live with us.
Oh, her mom is going to move in. Oh, it's full, but I remember when I first moved here, had all the stadium, still had the stadium there.
Oh, yeah.
Was ready for, I think it was,
74?
A few years later, I think, one year later or something, I think it had closed down.
75, I think, we tore it down.
Yeah, so we used to go see, baseball.
Islanders.
Islanders.
I used to go then, too.
Now and then go move to a little state. It's kind of too far. That's why I think the Islanders too, though. They couldn't make a go after a while. There wasn't enough crowd yet.
Yeah, support wasn't there.
Oh, I didn't realize what time it was. Anyhow, let me get to that guy then. The second part, if you don't mind. Let's see. Taping. Change the button. Come on, connectivity. The second part, I told you, you know, we're developing one task, yeah. It's a language task, but it's, you kind of want to input because... Let me change this date.